This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes I get a feeling. It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show, you guys. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in.
Those good vibes. Are they up? Tell us why. 585-252-9800. Let's go right to the... We got calls coming in this morning. Good morning, PXY.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tiffany.
What up, Tiff?
So, the vibes are up today, even though it's crappy and rainy out.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I recently found out I was pregnant with a baby, so...
Congratulations! What are you going to do?
Go all the way off.
Are you super excited or were you freaking out and throwing
yeah,
up?
Yeah, was this expected?
It was not. It was unexpected 100%. It was not planned for it at all. I already have two kids,
okay.
But I'm hoping that I'll get the boy that I wanted.
Oh, well, how did this happen then?
Basically, it was a fluke with my birth control because I went out once drinking one night and it must have, like, you know, counter-reacted it type thing.
Oh, no. Wait, so do you have two girls, or do you just have boys that you're not into?
No, I have two girls.
It was a fair question. Yeah. Wow.
Well, we're all pulling for you. We hope you get that. We hope you get that boy you wanted.
When are you due? In August or September?
So I'm not totally sure. I just took an at-home test that came back positive,
mm-hmm.
And I went to the doctors and they did blood work and it came back positive. So now I kind of have to wait for them to basically schedule the ultrasound to figure out how far along I am.
Yeah.
What does your guy say? Is he finding out right now?
Yeah. So, probably. I mean, I haven't exactly told him yet.
You haven't told him yet? You called us, though, and you told us? That's great.
Of course, because it's a good vibe, right?
No, yeah, it is a good vibe, and you can trust us. We're not going to tell anybody. wait, this is amazing. So how old are your other kids?
My other kids are 17 and 10.
Oh, quite the gap.
That's a massive gap.
17, 10. Yeah. All right. Well,
so
listen.
Old enough to help, you know?
Right. That's very true.
Just promise us one thing, Tiffany. If it's a boy, you'll name him Moose. If it's a girl, you'll name her Breezy.
She's manifesting that. Yeah. Watch it be a girl.
Well, Tiffany, the vibes are up, obviously, on your end this morning. So thank you so much for sharing, and I appreciate the call.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too, Tiff.
Call us back in 9 months.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
I love that. Sweet.
Pop all the way off, Tiff. All right, who else is here? Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great today. It's a me day. I'm going to do some water aerobics and enjoy the day.
Oh, nice.
Have a great day, guys. Stay dry.
Yeah. Enjoy those water aerobics.
Silver sneakers at the Y. Woo! I love that for you. Amy, you know what? I have dabbled in water aerobics. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Are you guys allowed to play any song I want on the radio? No, I'm so sorry. We're not.
What is it?
Lana Del Rey and Troye Sivan? No, I'm so sorry. We're not.
Troye Sivan?
So sorry.
Which one is it? Is it Angel Baby?
I don't know any.
I got a ton of Troye Sivan. I just don't know this song.
But thank you so much.
I got Destiny's Child.
What's your vibes today?
Well, you know, this is not a free plug, but I've been seeing all these ads all over Instagram for Rise Coffee. You know the mushroom coffee? So I've been drinking that for the last 72 hours. And apparently it's supposed to just be...
Are you like tripping on mushrooms right now?
No, it's like, that's what it is. It's all mushrooms, but it's supposed to be like a great anti-inflammatory. It gets rid of bloating. People have claimed to like lose some weight from it. They just, you know, their stomach feels way better altogether. So, but I don't know. I haven't had a bowel movement in like 3 days, so I don't know if it's working or not. It probably has the opposite effect.
It's like on making me. You constipated?
Most likely.
You're like, it's great for bloating and anti-inflammatory. I'm like, it's literally bloating you.
It doesn't
to the max.
Really taste like much of anything. I know it's extremely healthy.
Okay, I'm not a mushroom girly. Like, I love eating mushrooms for sure, but like the psychedelic, like, oh, it's medication and now we're tripping. Like, one thing do so many things?
It's, well, this is coffee. It kind of almost tastes like hot chocolate in a sense. There's no real
mushrooms?
Bitter taste to it. Yeah, I mean, you're not tasting the mushrooms. They cover it up with like coconut and all that crap. But overall, it's a great product. I'm still waiting. It's probably going to take a week or two to actually see the benefits.
I love it.
But the vibes are up. Got a good workout in yesterday, and I'm still
where?
Around the canal. You know, I run.
Now you're doing burpees on the canal.
I'm still debating on whether or not I'm going to get a tree. I should probably make that. If I'm going to pull the trigger on that, I got to do it now. My mom keeps telling me to go to Michael's. I just want one of those thin pencil trees. Nothing big.
Yeah.
Just for the corner of my apartment.
Yeah. That would be cute. Go do that.
I might do that. How are you feeling?
I'm fine. Slowly dying, but it's totally chill. This person says, today's my 30th birthday and I'm going to Patriot State for dinner. That's from Natalie. This person says, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Good vibe is listening to PXY this morning.
Do you want to wish Natalie a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Natalie.
Where else would you be going?
Go, Natalie.
It's your birthday.
Natalie.
Gotta go to Patron Saint. Gotta go to Patron Saint.
My vibes today are fine. I had a picnic last night.
I know.
In my apartment, which was super fun.
I saw.
And yeah, today's the cleaning day. And then kind of it. I know I say that every day. I know I say I'm like done, but gotta clean it up for my new tenant.
Almost time to move on to the next chapter. If you guys didn't know this already, Breezy's moving. So
I don't know how you couldn't. It's my entire personality. So,
yeah, that's coming up on Saturday. So we're gonna have a lot to talk about next week, and just all the emotions that you had to deal with over the weekend. Because they're gonna come in waves. Been there, done that. So coming up for the big story of the day. Thank you guys for all the vibes this morning, Tiffany, Natalie. Happy birthday! Appreciate you guys. This is the most strangest, most bizarre 911 call that the police are saying they've ever received.
Okay.
What happened and where it was, it took place on Monday, but I'll give you all the details on why a guy called from the sheriff's department parking lot and said, I have a body in the trunk. It's all coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Investigators are saying this is one of the most bizarre 911 calls they have ever gotten. Phone call came in at the Livingston Sheriff's Office. This was Monday, close to midnight.
Okay.
And the call came in from someone saying they were in the parking lot and wanted to turn in a body. And deputies eventually identified that body and basically a father's dead and a son is in jail. That's what this comes down to. Richard Flugel Jr., 30, or I believe it's pronounced Flegel, but who cares, was charged with murder and criminal use of a firearm and then tampering with physical evidence in Geneseo after he turned in the body of his father to the Livingston County Sheriff's Office Monday night. He pleaded not guilty to all charges. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for Monday, December 16th at noon. That's next week. But the father was 60 years old, Richard Flegel Sr. of Irondequoit. Guy went missing on Sunday afternoon. Nobody can find him. Investigators say his body was basically had a bunch of gunshot wounds in it when they turned it in. The son is charged with felony and then tampering with physical evidence. The family of the older Flegel filed a missing persons report after he left around 2 p.m. on Sunday, never came back. The next day, his car was found in the village of Dansville, but deputies couldn't find the guy. So that's when they got the call on Monday around midnight from the son saying, yeah, he's
here. He's with me.
Yeah.
That's insane.
We'll soon learn of any other charges that this guy may be faced with in the next coming days.
Very interesting.
Can you imagine, getting that phone call like, hey, you know, come outside. I got a body in the car. And it's the dude's father. And he's got a bunch of gunshot wounds in him.
Stand. So obviously he's suspecting.
Well, he was arrested. Yes. Even though he's pleading non guilty on all charges, they're pointing the finger at him.
Why would he have it?
I don't know.
Hey, I found this. It's my dad.
I don't know what makes people tick. I don't know, but very, very interesting. Call that kid. I'm trying to find that 911 call. I can't find it. I don't think throwing it out there. Yeah, there he is.
There he is on the TV.
We love a grown man in a ponytail. All right, guys. Coming up on the show, Breezy and I, we figured we'd go ahead and just get all of your unpopular opinions this morning out of the way. Because some of you haven't had your coffee yet, and you just seem pissed off. So this is perfect timing.
This is great.
If you got something you want to get off your chest, shoot us a text or a call, 585-252-9800. There I said it. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. I get so pissed every time this guy says two eggs in your omelet. Like, when is one egg
Even think it's possible to do a one egg omelet.
Nobody does that.
I don't think it's possible.
It's a three egg minimum for an omelet.
Yeah. Shame on them.
I'm triggered.
Here we go.
Doesn't take much this morning, does it? 585-252-9800. If you need to get something off your chest like we do, Shoot us a call or hit us up on the text line. Stacy is here first. What's up, Stacy?
Stace.
I am officially a believer that the middle seat on an airplane is the best seat to sit at. I made two new friends last week on my way to Florida. There I said it. Okay.
We're getting drinks.
Were you flying Spirit Airlines?
You were sitting on their lap. Let's just call it for what it is.
The Motel 6 of the skies. The only plane with roaches.
Yeah, Snakes on a Plane was based on that airline. Let's talk about our friend, this Jimmy. Jimmy's weighing in. He says,
Jimmy.
Food and cooking classes should be mandatory in all schools. There, I said it.
I agree.
Can we do home ec?
Home ec.
I mean, like, there's a brief cooking lesson, and then you switched to pottery.
For no reason. I had to sew. What did I make?
Sewing.
Soccer ball.
Baking. What else? Did you do laundry? You had to do laundry.
No, we didn't have washer and dryers in the building.
Really?
Wow.
I don't know.
Sure, the custodians did, but we never did laundry in home ec. You did?
I think we did. Yeah, you had to, like, learn. You had to learn. I think that, to piggyback off of that, I think that they should have classes. I think that home ec should be more than just, like, one semester in seventh grade. Like, I think it should go up. And I think it should change within the time frame of, like, One semester we learn how to do laundry. One semester we learn how to balance a checkbook. One semester we learn how to bake, cook.
If
all
you're
going to
do home ec, it should not be in seventh grade.
It should be your senior year of high school
when you're getting ready to go to college.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Because when once you get to college, you're going to have to learn how to sew. All right.
I do love to
sew. There's an app for that. Let's go over to Luke. What's up, guys? Just moved here and started listening to your guys' show. Thank you so much, Luke. It's nice to have you on board. I moved from Chicago and wanted to say my unpopular opinion is you guys have no good pizza in the city. There, I said it. Chicago has great deep dish at every corner. Luke, are you high? Nobody wants a 12-inch thick deep dish every time they want a slice of pizza.
Deep dish is the lasagna of pizza.
And don't get me wrong, I love deep dish pizza, but who wants to eat that every single time you want a slice?
So heavy.
It is very heavy.
I would rather have 17 slices of pizza than one slice of deep dish. There, I said it.
And it still wouldn't equal how heavy and dense a deep dish. Oh, you got to go to Lou Malnati's. Yeah, we know. We know. There's plenty of great pizza places in this city.
Pizza Wizard is great, though, even though it's Detroit style.
It's one of my faves. But you got Pontillo's. You got Salvatore's. You got Chester Cab. I don't know.
Chester Cab is deep dish.
Oh. Whatever.
This person says, Breezy, I know you just watched this movie, but I have to say it. Jack Black was miscast in The Holiday. There, I said it.
No, he was not. It's one of the best holiday movies ever.
Agree.
How?
I don't know. He didn't really fit in.
What do you mean? He was the best character in the film.
I didn't really fit in. I don't see him ever in like a serious...
He was very goofy in that role. By the way, if you guys love The Holiday, here's a little just movie trivia for you. It's not even trivia. Do you remember Dustin Hoffman in the film when they're in Blockbuster and they're just looking for videos? And Dustin Hoffman has that cameo in the film?
I don't know who Dustin is.
Well, anyways, he's Rain Man. That's Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, okay. That movie. Yep.
So
okay.
Dustin Hoffman was driving by in L.A. and then stopped in to see what they were shooting. And they're like, hey, just come in here, do a few lines. And they put him in the film. That's how we got in the Holiday.
Was he paid?
Probably not.
Volunteer work.
Yeah, it's chump change. It's worth millions. James says, bought my son a foldable smartphone. Biggest piece of crap I ever spent my money on. Don't do it. There, I said it. The foldable smartphones, not for me.
No, not for me either.
Who's this? Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Kim from Webster. I think I'm dreading most about Christmas is my mother-in-law coming to visit. Always shows up empty-handed and complains the house is cold. All in-laws are the exact same. I don't care who you are, there I said it.
Interesting.
Someone is looking forward to the holidays.
Triggered. Let's see here. This person says, some Christmas songs should be played all throughout the winter. There, I said it. I don't know. I think the expiration date's the 3rd.
I agree.
Of January. Cut it off.
Tony says, school shouldn't be a requirement just to get minimum wage. There, I said it. Well, life is based off choices and decisions, Tony.
If that's how you feel, go down to the South.
It's totally on you how long you choose to accept minimum wage. Am I wrong? You know what mine for today is? So I know I brought this up on the show a while back, but I think one of the most interesting traits about me is that I'm an organ donor. And then I started thinking about it. And you know what? Every single person should be an organ donor by default. Someone desperately needs a kidney and you're dying on the side of the road. Why are you not going to, what are you going to do with it? You should automatically have to give up your organs if it can benefit somebody else. There, I said it. Right? Why wouldn't you? What are you going to do with it?
I mean, are you dying or are you dead? Because if someone comes up and they're like,
might as well
just end it now. Yeah. It's like, So I had like a panic attack because I had to go renew my license. I don't know. It was like a couple years back. And my ex at the time was a nurse.
Yeah.
And I called her hysterically crying. And I was like, I just signed up to be an organ donor. And like, now I'm freaking out because like, what if I'm in a really bad situation and like they're like, oh, she's an organ donor, let's just end it now and take her heart.
No, you she's think like, they're going to let you die?
She's like, that's not how that works. That's simply not how that works. And then she broke up with me, so.
Yeah, no, it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it really did. She's like, you are so dumb. This person says, more people should wear tiaras to events. There, I said it. Don't have to ask me twice.
No kidding.
Don't have to ask me twice.
Let's finish this up with our girl Megan here. Hi, guys. Good morning. It's Megan. I heard Tiffany call in this morning for Vibe Check and said she's pregnant. I just wanted to say congrats and that I'm also pregnant. Aww. I'm going on my fifth child and also hope it's a boy. I love children. Couples need to be having more kids today. There, I said it. Have a great day, you guys. Megan. Put the wiener down.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much. 98 PXY.